Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel has filed a federal lawsuit against Maryland's counseling ban. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Maryland has joined other states following California's lead, which was the first state in the country to have such a law. And this law prohibits minors from receiving voluntary counseling and counselors from providing counsel to minors and their parents, any kind of counsel, any kind of discussion in which the client wants to reduce or eliminate unwanted same-sex attractions or gender confusion. This is a huge intrusion into the counselor-client privacy. And Matt, this is unprecedented because you can affirm counsel towards someone who wants to become an LGBT or even go through invasive, catastrophic, I call it sex change surgery, where you're going through plastic surgery, you can't change your sex. But you can't counsel someone who doesn't want to go down that road.
Yeah, this is draconian. It is tyrannical. It is 100% purely politically motivated. It is politicians inserting themselves and getting involved in the counselor-patient privilege and invading the counselor's office and invading the homes of families with young people with unwanted, the key word here, unwanted, voluntarily seeking counseling to reconcile their unwanted same-sex attractions with their counseling goals. And the government says, nope, you're pigeonholed in this demonstrably destructive lifestyle. The CDC makes it abundantly clear that the behaviors associated with the LGBT lifestyle are self-destructive. And they're saying, no, you cannot seek the kind of help you want. Right. There is only one thing that can be said, and that is you are pigeonholed into this lifestyle and this false identity.
Yeah, it really shows their agenda. But, you know, I feel like a broken record because it's nothing weird. They're not using electrodes or shock therapy. It's just talk therapy to help them through just anything that you deal with. You go to a counselor to help you work through these areas.
No judgment.
No. You know, and our friend Walt Heyer, who went through this surgery and has since come to realize who God created him to be as a man, has come to Jesus Christ, he can share testimonies. I mean, he's written a book recently just full of testimonies.
I just finished his book called Trans Survivors.
Yeah, who have gone through this and they regret that.
Yeah, it will make you, it is a sad situation, but it'll also make you angry because what he presents in his book is stories of people, some of whom who have gone through this hormone and even radical plastic surgery.
As children
and others later on in life, and then regretted it and want to return, and they're very content with who God created them to be. And then there's some that went up to that point, but fortunately for them, they didn't go through this invasive plastic surgery. And what he shows in here is two things. One, that some of these people that go through this, and for example, they're not content with being male as they were born or female as they were born, and they go to these doctors or counselors, and particularly the doctors, and the doctors just put them on hormones of the opposite sex, and then they do radical plastic surgery, mastectomies and other kinds of radical surgery, and they don't even counsel with them, and then they go through this, and maybe for the year or two after, many of them might feel relieved, but then they have regrets. And then when they want to go back because they no longer have these feelings of being of the opposite sex, they're very content with who they are, and now they're living with a body where they have removed good body parts, and they can't get those back. And then they go back to the doctors, and the doctors just shut them down. And then the community, the transsexual community, they abandoned him. And so these people are out there on an island by themselves. And so Walt hires information in his book, and his experience is very encouraging to some of these people. No wonder why some of these individuals who have gone through these radical surgeries, I mean, I'm talking about radical surgeries of removing various body parts that are indicative and emblematic of your birth sex, and then regretting it, and they feel trapped when they want to go back. No wonder why there's a 40% suicide rate for the people who have gone through this. And this counseling, people who want to ban this counseling, they say, well, you're forcing someone into a particular mold. Counselors don't do that. Counselors are sort of like a GPS, if you will. You want to get from A to B, the GPS will help you get from A to B. And so the client comes into the counselor of his or her choice. They set the objective of where they want to go. They come in and they have these unwanted attractions to someone of the same sex. They're having confusion regarding whether they're male or female. And by the way, studies show that even those in their young years, 85 to 90% will resolve automatically over time without any intervention.
And resolve favorably toward their natural
exactly. And so
sex,
when you intervene in that and you start giving them hormone blockers and opposite hormones from their birth sex, and then you do radical surgery.
That sterilizes them,
You have interrupted that process of mental healing and contentment that they later come to. And so, you know, this counseling is not forcing anyone to go to any particular ultimate objective. The client sets that objective. The counselor just engages in what's called talk therapy, where you just sit there and talk. And what Walt says is the majority of these individuals, they have different kinds of depressive symptoms, and it's those symptoms that need to be addressed. So these counselors now, with these laws in place, they're afraid to even begin the conversation because it's only a one-way street. They can only direct them in a way that the client doesn't want to go. They can't direct that person in the direction the client wants to go. If the client doesn't want to identify as a gay or lesbian or transsexual, if they want to resolve their confusion in line with their religious beliefs, how God created them as male or female, they, under these laws, are fearful that they will ultimately lose their licenses.
So this is a way for the government to step in and effectively say to people who have certain objectives, and it may be to resolve issues surrounding their gender dysphoria, their unwanted confusion, that it's telling them, no, your objective is unlawful.
You know, it's tragic. I mean, think about a situation on this hand. If a teenager is not happy with his or her body and is struggling with anorexia, you wouldn't send that teenager to go to a counselor, and the counselor would tell that teenager to starve. You just need to continue to starve yourself.
Well, you wouldn't tell them to go do plastic surgery to remove excess body fat.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
You would focus on the underlying issues.
What's
that
the core
brings
issue
about the anorexia
in your heart, in your head, that's causing this?
Yeah, and
right.
And what happens here is all that short circuited.
Right.
So they bypass the underlying issues, and they go directly to this hormone treatment. And in some cases, Walt has pointed out that some of these people that have gone through this radical surgery, they've never even lived, you know, dressed, acted as the opposite sex. They just go from zero to surgery. And he's got real life stories of this. The book is called Trans Survivors, and it shows real stories that are tragic. I mean, it'll break your heart when you see this. So these counselors and the clients that we represent, and this is not the only case, we have a number of these, continue to pray for them and pray that one of our cases makes its way to the United States Supreme Court. I believe when we take one of these there, we will ultimately stop these horrible counseling bans across the country. They are dangerous. They ultimately interfere with the counselor and client. And all they do is present a radical, frankly destructive political agenda. Go to Liberty Counsel's website. Thank you for praying for this case. It's in Maryland, and this particular case is called Doyle versus Hogan, and Doyle is our counselor. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Pray for Liberty Counsel, and you can support our ministry online by going to our website and learn more about Liberty Counsel. You can sign up for our emails right there at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel, lc.org.